Joined on the line by Edel Conlon. Edel, good morning.
Morning, Kieran. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. You know, you're with housing charity Threshold, and you've seen a dramatic rise in the number of calls received from tenants in danger of losing their home because their landlords claim that we're going to sell the property.
Yes, in some cases that is the case. Tenants are receiving notices of termination. And I suppose the landlord is selling, and in some cases that is very genuine. But in other cases that we've seen in the Cork office, the property's back up and daft at a rent, you know, a lot higher than what the previous rent was. So we need some enforcement around this, really, Kieran, you know.
Yeah, I've been. We've all been hearing in the last 12, definitely in the last 12 months and maybe longer, that a lot of buildings are, especially apartment blocks, are being refurbished, and people are being asked to leave. And then, like, the bottom line is, like, the people are not going to get back in because the rents are going to go up.
Yes, so a landlord is in a position to issue notice for a substantial refurbishment, and the landlord is required to offer that tenancy back to the original tenant, but as you said there, it is at a rent a lot higher because the legislation is allowing landlords to increase the rent above that 4% cap in some instances.
Okay, now I'm looking at a figure here which is nuts. 73,526 calls in the public last year. That's insane.
Isn't it? Yeah, you know, it's up. It was 71,319 the year before, and to be honest, I'm not too sure what figure we'll hit for 2018, but it's going to be higher than that again. You know, tenants are in fear of losing their homes, and I suppose what we do here in Threshold, in the Tenancy Protection Services, we do everything we can to prevent that tenancy from ending and to prevent people from entering into homelessness. And I suppose we do that through advice and information and advocacy. And in some cases, we represent then as well. We represent tenants at the Residential Tenancies Board, where we present a case and we fight that case in the RTB to prevent that tenancy from ending.
Yeah, but there must be two sides to this coin as well. Can I just say to you that, no, I'm not taking huge examples, but there would be a certain amount of tenants who would not be behaving in a proper manner. And then, let me carry on. And then on the other side of the coin, there may be a certain amount of landlords where in such a case where enough is always enough for the needy, but enough is never enough for the greedy. And am I making sense to you here? Does this make sense?
That's the case with everything in life, really, isn't it? You know, there's always going to be a certain cohort, you know, on each side of the coin, as you said, who, you know, are not acting in a way that they should. But I suppose the RTB is there for the landlord as much as it is there for the tenant to be utilised. So, I mean, if landlords are having any difficulties with tenants in their property, then they need to contact the Residential Tenancies Board and take the right steps in addressing that manner. And I suppose that's the key thing, really, Kieran, is that the right steps are taken and you know, that the law isn't taken into their own hands and people are being evicted illegally and things like that, which we do see, unfortunately, sometimes here in Threshold as well, you know.
Okay, well, not being in that situation myself, but I have heard that, is there a cap on how much they can go up by every year, or is it every 2 years that the rent must be capped or can be capped at a certain price?
Yeah, so in rent pressure zones, the rent increases capped at 4% per annum. Outside of the rent pressure zone, then it's every 2 years. A landlord is entitled to review the rent in the property, and a 90-day notice must be given to the tenant of an increase, and that's every 2 years. So that's the way we are currently at the moment.
But is that good enough then? I mean, obviously, I will answer my own question. Obviously, it's not, because there's so much grief going on in the situation.
Exactly, yeah. I mean, the rent pressure zones need to be extended to areas, you know, in the last staff report, we saw huge increases in Limerick, you know, up over 20% and 19, or just over 19% in Waterford. So these areas need to be addressed, you know. They're just quite not making the criteria, I suppose, at the moment. But I suppose that's because the rent pressure zone legislation is based on the RTB index and not on the DAFT report that we would see. So the RTB index is on current tenancies that are registered with the RTB. The DAFT report is based on advertised properties and what the current market rent really is. So I suppose in existing tenancies, you know, the 4% cap seems to be working relatively well. But when you look at properties that are being advertised, the 4% cap isn't being enforced there. By right, a landlord is supposed to give a document to a new tenant that is starting out their tenancy, informing them what the rent is in the property, how it was calculated and what the previous rent was. But that's not being done, Ciarán, and that's the big issue here.
And our tenants, do tenants know about it? Do people know that they're entitled to this? Because I keep seeing the word unaffordable, and let me rant here for a second, because I'm looking at a situation here that people go to work, right? Mm-hmm. And you know, we're always being told that unemployment is down, and you know, we were never so good. But a lot of those people are renting, so everything they're making must be going on the rent.
Oh, absolutely. You know, people are under huge pressure. I mean, we've people, you know, clients of ours here who are nearly putting everything towards their rent, and they may be on HAP, or they, you know, I mean, you can still be in receipt of HAP and work. But what's happening is people are...
Sorry, their HAP is a payment that the government gives out, yeah?
Yeah, it's a housing assistance payment that the government give to assist people with their rental payments. But there's caps on those as well, Ciarán, and they're not realistic, you know, and what...
Can you just stop you there for a second? You mentioned HAP, and this is another bone of contention. I hear people saying that landlords won't accept HAP.
Yeah, that was the case, I suppose, before there's now just, I suppose, the Equal Status Act now applies to the provision of accommodation. So we have seen an improvement on that certainly in the last 6 months, there seems to be an improvement on that. But the problem is now the HAP caps are not anyway, I suppose, in line with market rents. So people in receipt of HAP just can't afford the properties that are being advertised at the moment. In some cases, people do go into them and they try very hard to keep up with the rent payments, and you know, other things are suffering, like food provision is suffering, so they're having to turn to St. Vincent de Paul for help around their food, you know,
which opens up another can of worms for people as well, because some people don't want to do that.
Yeah, I mean, I suppose people, well, the thing is, Ciarán, they shouldn't have to do that, you know. They say the guideline is not more than 30% of your income should be going on your rent or your mortgage.
Well, that's for the boards anyway.
Yeah. So, I mean, what's happening is people are topping up on their rent payments, you know, on their HAP limit, and that's causing huge stress for people as well. But it's not only that, it's everyone in the rental market is being affected by this, really, Ciarán, you know. Everyone is insecure in the rental market. People are, you know, in fear that they're going to get a notice of termination because they know how hard it is going to be to find alternative accommodation. And people have supports in their areas, they're linked in with the communities, they're playing GAA in the local community. Families want to stay within that, and you know, there's not a lot of properties available in the whole county now at the moment, and I'm sure you can see that down in your own area. But it's the same all over Cork, really.
But I go back to my original point that the dramatic rise in the number of calls from tenants in danger of losing their home because their landlords claim they were going to sell the property. They can't all be selling the properties. The property market isn't that great.
No, it's certain.
Like, we're going around in circles here.
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, yeah, that's the main reason that we're seeing is being given to tenants here.
Which may or may not be true.
Exactly, yeah. So, I mean, I suppose what we do is we try and establish it, whether it is or it isn't. And, you know, we support tenants around that. And we, as I said, bring cases to the RTB, which we have done, in cases where people have left properties on foot of a notice of termination, just to see then the property advertised on DAFT at a rent higher than the 4% cap.
Yeah, quoting Aideen Hayden here, who was in RT's Morning Ireland, mm-hmm. She gave an example of one case, I'm sure there are many more, where a landlord issues such a notice, but for the tenants to subsequently see the property on rental market again. So that was just hike the price up and get a better price.
Exactly, yeah. And we've seen cases where notice has been given for substantial refurbishment.
Yeah, I mentioned that earlier on.
All that's being done is a lick of paint or the carpets might have been changed. So that's not substantial refurbishment. And again, we'd have to challenge those cases. So these are the issues that are coming to us, you know.
So tell me, what's the answer?
Well, I suppose there's a few things we can do in the meantime. We need to ensure that tenants have the information that they need and access to services like ourselves. I suppose we want to see a rent register where tenants can see what the rent should be in a property. I discussed there earlier that a document should be given, but that's not happening.
You're telling me that we don't have a register?
We don't have a transparent rent register where tenants can check to see what rent they can expect to pay and what they should pay. And that would, you know, that would solve a lot of the issues here. Another issue, I suppose, is standards. You know, people are paying huge rents, but the standard of the property isn't great and they're absolutely terrified to address the issue because they're afraid they'll be issued with notice. So again, standards is another issue, and we think that an NCT style certification system would improve standards across the country as well. So that's something else that can be addressed. Security of tenure, as I said, you know, we need to look at should notice of termination for sale, should tenants have to vacate their home on foot of a notice for sale. You know, in other countries, that's not allowed. So again, we're looking to, I suppose we're kind of exploring this, and I know a few organisations have come together to highlight this issue. You know, that tenants should be allowed to stay in their property if the property is being sold. Now, obviously, there are certain, you know, if landlord is in financial difficulty and has to sell, and that's fine, he should be allowed or she should be allowed to do that. Or if a family member of the, you know, needs to move back in, that's understandable. You know, that's fair enough. But you know, again, it's.
But that wouldn't always be the case. No, can I just ask you one thing? And this is probably for the tenants more than the landlord. Mm-hmm. If a tenant decided, no, I'm digging my heels in here, I'm not moving because I can't move. I've nowhere to go. Mm-hmm. I'm going to stay here. What's the bottom line? What happens?
So what happens there is the landlord would have to take a case to the Residential Tenancies Board for overholding. And there would be a hearing, and the RTB would investigate whether the notice issued was valid or not. If the notice is valid, then a determination order is issued on the tenant then to vacate. There is an option to appeal that. If it's not appealed, then the tenant must comply. So there'll be a certain period given to the tenant to vacate at that point.
So a ballpark figure. So we'll say on the 1st of January, Johnny has been told, you're out the gap here, sorry, I'm sitting or whatever the reason is given, mm-hmm. I want you out. And Johnny says, no, I'm not going. Ballpark figure, how long will he have to stay in that house or the apartment or whatever he's in before he finally gets kicked out?
Yeah, so if that tenant has to vacate, say, in January, where the notice is stating the termination date is in January, and that tenant doesn't move out, then if the RTB, if the landlord acts quickly and gets the submits the dispute to the RTB, they actually do prioritise those cases for landlords.
Okay.
So they do, I suppose, in the last 12 months, they do care. And I suppose going back a few years ago, it could take a year. But anyway, they are prioritising at the moment, and you'd probably get a hearing within the month to 6 weeks.
Okay.
Yeah, and then after that,
And there's an appeal process, maybe.
Yeah, there is an appeal process. After the hearing, you get the adjudicator's report within about 3 weeks. Then that goes to the board to be stamped, and then the DO is issued. So January, you'd be probably, you know, end of March, maybe you'd be getting the DO, as we call it, determination order.
The what order?
The determination order.
Okay.
Which the RTB issues. Yeah. Yeah.
So, like, just for anybody listening, who might be in bother, who might be sweating or fretting at the moment, it would take, if they say no and they appeal it, they will get another couple of months out of it.
Well, they would, if that goes, you know, if that's the case. But I suppose, you know, we can't be seen, I suppose, to encourage that. But
I understand that too. But I mean, there, as I said, there are two sides.
Yeah, they are. And, you know, I suppose if people are in that situation and they know that the only option is to go into homeless services, then, Kieran, I suppose we both can understand why someone doesn't want to do that, you know.
It's
awful, and you know, we have seen families having to go into homeless services and go into a hotel or a B&B because they need to stay in the local.
Like, the most important thing in your life is a roof over your head, you know.
Absolutely, yeah.
And anyway, look, Edel, I could be here all day, and I'm gone way over. I shouldn't be even at this stage. I should be gone about 10 minutes.
Okay.
But thanks very much for talking to me this morning.
No problem. And
maybe we'll talk again in the new year, yeah?
Yeah, and if I can just put out the number there for people, 1800 454 454, and press 2 for Munster, and the advisors here will give advice to tenants who are experiencing any housing issues.
Great stuff. Thanks very much, Edel.
Thank you. Okay.
Good luck away. Bye.